Blog Talk Radio.
Take a lickin'. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manipro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Monday, June 13th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon or morning, depending on where you're at, on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage. Most of the time, the chat room automatically opens up. Just scroll down, you'll see it. But you'll also see a button where you can register to get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk all about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, preparedness, urban farming, urban gardening, and so much more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manipro.
Manipro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manipro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manipro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manipro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manipro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Today's early bird secret password is chick. Today's early bird secret password is chick.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do. Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the world's first and only worldwide radio show all about keeping backyard poultry, sustainable living, preparedness, urban farming, urban gardening, and anything else that might tickle your fancy. And of course, thanks to our great sponsors, we've given away more chicken coops than anybody in the universe. It is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, the one, the only, Queen of Poultry, Pat Foreman.
You are happy to be home, aren't you? You're in your new castle, so there you go. Queen of Poultry. I like that.
The Queen
Somehow
of Poultry.
The chicken lady doesn't quite get it, but Queen of Poultry. Oh, dear. Whisper, how are you doing today? You sound wonderful.
I think you get more and more delirious with less and less sleep. No, just kidding. We're we're doing
yes,
really well.
True. Yeah, so little Caleb's not sleeping all the way through yet, huh?
He's doing a really good job, and I actually last night took over a little bit and hung out with Caleb so Jen could get a little extra sleep, because many of the moms that know out there that have breastfed you really do that about every 2 hours, and so you know, 2 hours and then you're back up, and then two, you know, so it's so you just get sleep when you can, and he stretches out to sometimes 3.5. I think maybe he hit 4 hours one time, and a lot of times that's not his fault. A lot of time he's feeding on Jen's schedule and not necessarily his schedule, which you do when you're breastfeeding. So, but no, she's doing pretty good. And let me tell you, I posted on my Facebook page yesterday. I did a little a post. I said, multitasking is breastfeeding your son and eating a spaghetti dinner with meat sauce and toasted bread all at the same time.
Oh, God. That would be a talent.
That would be multitasking, exactly. And so then I put a nice little funny post under that said, no worries, baby, I will clean out those spaghetti sauce stains from your nursing bra.
Oh, dear.
Yep, it was
great.
My fantastic. Eating a spaghetti dinner while breastfeeding your son. I mean, you go, girl. So, and I heard from a lot of other mothers that had done that and are doing that, that, yeah, you become multi-talented when you're doing that, whether it be at home or while you're at work or in public or whatever the case may be. So we're going down that learning curve as well. But, no, things are great. We will have everything packed up by the end of business today. I will be picking up another U-Haul truck tomorrow, and then Wednesday morning. I need to talk to you about that. And then about Wednesday around noon, we are making the final trek down to our little farmstead. In fact, let me try to get over here. It was quite funny. I had posted over here, I think on my personal page early this morning. It was about 4 a.m. and I had got on. I think I may have done it on my BlackBerry. I put packing up the last few things today. Tomorrow evening, I pick up the moving truck, and then it's goodbye John's Creek forever on Wednesday. So Jen's family has lived here for probably more than 100 years, long before it was even John's Creek. It was a nice rural town called OC back then. I won't miss it at all. Good riddance. and then I put down here. Yeah, exactly. And then I'll make it even more clear on Wednesday when we're riding down the road. I'll post something real sweet. But then I put also goodbye Bobby Brown, Morris Day, Jeff Foxworthy, Tom Glavin, Whitney Houston, Tyler Perry, Raven Simone, John Smoltz, Usher, Charlie Whitehurst, and Kim Zolak, and other famous people that live in John's Creek. You can have it.
Oh, my.
Yep. Well, who would have thought I was neighbors
Jeff Foxworthy lives in Fox Creek?
No, in John's Creek here.
Is it John's Creek?
Exactly. And so does Usher and Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown and Tom Glavin, Tyler Perry, Raven Simone. There's many others. Those are some ones that I had listed. So, yes, they can have it. I'm out of Dodge, so good riddance. But yeah, we're having a good time, and we'll let everybody know. Which means more than likely, Pat, you will be running the show on Wednesday solo. And I believe you'll be fine. And I believe this this coming Wednesday would be the garden. Yep, absolutely.
Carlina.
So y'all will have a blast, and we'll talk about that off the air. But other than that, how about yourself? What you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. I still haven't gotten my garden planted. It's either been too hot or too cold or too windy or what. It's pretty bizarre. So I'm trying to get those last tomatoes in and all the other little trellising plants. I seem to be into, like, pole beans, and I've got some pole lima beans I want to get in. And the grass just keeps growing. It's like I can't even keep up with the mowing. It just comes so fast. So that's about all I've been up with. I've been working on a couple of grants and just doing what I usually do. So I think it's going to be a fun week, though. I'm really looking forward to this week. There's some housewarming party, and there's a couple of really interesting meetings, and I'm just kind of on a roll with a couple of projects. So it's wonderful. I wake up and I can't wait to get to the computer. I love that feeling. Oh boy, I got to get back to my project. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, Paul Chick in the chat room says you must be getting some rain because if you don't get any rain, you don't have to mow the grass very often, and that's the case kind of down here in the southeast. In fact, it's really getting. It's really getting disturbing, the lack of rain. I remember last year we were broadcasting and we were like, okay, enough already. It's, you know, our 18th day straight of rain. And then now it's like, you know, months and months. In fact, I was reading a report. I may have shared this with everybody last week, but since October, some farms in South Georgia haven't even received 2 inches of rain since October. It's really really devastating right now. So, we're watching that real closely with the peach crop, the tomatoes. I know that cotton right now is going in the ground, and peanuts, soybeans. and corn. And so even if you have irrigated fields, it's the wells are running dry. It's not pleasant down here. So we're watching it to see what's going to happen. And pecans, the pecan crop, it's touch and go right now. We really, really need some rain and a good soaking rain as well. So we're of course lots of folks down here are praying for that. So let me ask you a question, Pat.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Hypothetical question, I guess in a way. If somebody, you know, our show is a lot about being self-sustaining. We talk a lot about being, you know, all natural, healthy, organic, mm-hmm. The humane treatment of animals, and whatnot. I would still say we probably have more accumulative fans and listeners and whatnot that are, you know, they still buy chicken in the store, they still eat at McDonald's, they still eat at Zaxby's or Chick-fil-A or whatever, and, you know, they may try to do as healthy as they can. They still may have gardens, they still may have chickens, but I still think the majority of our listeners and fans are that versus the I only eat, you know, organic, I'm a PETA member and, you know, I do this because I want my chickens to have a good home, and we love everybody. It's amazing the melting pot of our fans and radio shows and listeners and whatnot. But let me ask you a hypothetical question. If mm-hmm. somebody like a Zaxby's or a Chick-fil-A or a Tanner's Rotisserie or, let's see if there's another KFC mm-hmm. or a Church's, if they came to you and wanted you to say, be a spokesperson, appear in their commercials, some events with them. maybe if you went on, say, your book tour and wanted to stop at Chick-fil-A's or Zaxby's along the way to do a broadcast and book, and maybe it meant a lot of money or maybe it didn't, what do you think you would do?
Oh, my, Whisper, that is quite a question. That's a conundrum, isn't it? And you presented it very, very well. I'd have to, if it were me, I would really have to look at my what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to somehow stay with my integrity, and that's a tough one because, you know, chickens they're the, probably the most consumed meat in the world. The question mm-hmm. is how mm-hmm. they're raised.
Right. I guess the first job that I would have to do is it wouldn't necessarily be looking at the dollar signs. It would actually be, like you said, the integrity issue, your reputation of, you know, not being a hypocrite, but also looking at, and not trying to justify it, but looking at where they get their chicken from, the conditions that those chickens endure while they're there, wherever they're getting their chickens from, I guess the diet that those chickens are having. And like I said, one may be better than the other. Still may not be perfect, but just as we have talked about many commercial chicken farmers we've had on the show and organic chicken farmers and pasture-raised chickens, we've had PETA on the show, we've had Humane Society on the show, and the issue there is, you know, it's kind of like, again, we'll ask the question again. I've got two people on the radio line right now. We've got Mr. Commercial Farmer that raises 4 million chickens. We have Pastured Poultry Farmer, and we'll ask the commercial farmer the question, you know, can we feed the world, or let's just talk about the United States, can we feed America doing it this other way? And if so, could we do it without chicken costing $25 a bird in the store? And I think that is the catch, and that's where they come together. So I think, yeah, a lot of thought would go into that. It's been pondering a long time, and then I'm not saying it's come to play, but it's just something that I wanted to get your opinion on as well. And
I tell you what, sir, Brits and Grits just posted a really, really, I think, apropos comment, and I agree because I'm inspired by Temple Grandin. You've seen her movie, have you, Temple Grandin? And she's an animal scientist out in Colorado and has loves cows, just absolutely adores cows, and has redesigned about half of the processing plants in America to where the cows are done very humanely and calmly, and it's according to their needs. I think there could be a lot of more research and maybe something done with chickens, and maybe, like Britt said, maybe you could learn how to improve the product as well as the quality of life, because the two really go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You can't have a stressed, undernourished or whacked out or roughly handled chicken and really have a truly quality product, I believe. So I don't know. Maybe there's some wiggle room where you know we could.
It's kind of like working with the USDA APHIS program. It's kind of like I used that comment, you know, having a good guy on the inside, trying to be the liaison, letting them really know what people want out here in the real world, getting our voice heard, possibly, if they're not listening to the man on the street. So, you know, like I said, it could, you know, do you choose the one that right now has the best background and philosophy of their chicken that they're selling, and are they looking at improving? How can they improve? Do they want to tap into this market of the animal lover, the humane treatment, the natural food, the anti-arsenic, and things like that? So it's pretty it was just an interesting thing I wanted to ask you this morning on air to get you to your 2 cents worth. Not that anything
it's
may
worth
happen
more discussion. It really
it
is,
is
worth a lot more discussion.
It's absolutely worth more.
Because,
you know
things don't really they don't have to be necessarily the way they are. There's always that Kaizen, the room for never-ending improvement. Mm-hmm. And just like there's another comment about the arsenic-laced chicken meat and livers, you know, and now finally Pfizer is taking it off the market in 30 days as of, a couple days ago. So how else could they improve the nutrition of it as well as the lives?
And you know what?
That's almost a grant proposal there, really.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we
love
to talk with Temple Grandin about that?
Yes.
I would love to work with her or see how we could use the psychology of the chicken to improve their lives.
Brits had put in the chat room, I would choose the one that actually wants to improve. And, you know, they may have that choice because, as we're seeing, more and more states now are passing laws, even though it may have to take, you know, even though by 2015, okay, we're looking at, 2015 would be 4 years from now, 2015, you know, they're having to give their laying hens more room and whatnot. May not be perfect, but some of these fast food restaurants, other type of restaurants, may have that choice now to buy from those states or those farms that may not be the perfect pasture-raised poultry that everybody that we have in our minds, but it still might be a step towards that direction or a step better than what I know that what's the saying? In fact, I'm glad that USMC Vet's in the chat room. He says, the lesser of two evils is still evil. Right? The lesser of two evils is still evil. So, and I love that quote, and I learned it from my good buddy, USMC Vet, who happens to be in the chat room now. So it's kind of a darned if you do, darned if you don't when you look at it like that. It's kind of like Republican, Democrat is just a different side of the same evil coin in a lot of aspects. So it's, you know, it's just it's interesting, you know, and I'm sure you're kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't. But anyway, wanted to share that with you. The lesser of two evils is still evil. So, love her poultry, by the way, to change the topic here. She posted in the chat room, and I got that message early this morning. Thank you. All orders to date that have been placed for the Chicken Whisperer collector cards will be shipped out today. I know they've been shipping some things since I think Friday, Saturday, but all orders will be caught up as far. So if you have ordered the Chicken Whisperer collector cards, you should get them here in the next 3 to 5 days. They have, well, as of the end of business today, will have been all shipped out. We do hope you enjoy them, and we would love for you to post your comments on our Facebook page when you get them. Show us a picture of you looking at them, handling them, looking at, you know, whatever the case may be, having your kids look at them, or whatever the case may be, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. So if you order those, they should be going out today. We had a couple of fun Facebook fan contests yesterday. We gave away a poster, a Chicken Whisperer poster that says, "Don't bother me when I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer," has our logo on it, and we gave away a nice spiral chicken notebook that we've got that people could take show notes on. We gave that away yesterday. And today, because I've lost track of my days, it's just with everything going on, I was pulling out to go get some more moving boxes, and I saw my neighbor toting his trash can out to the end of the street. And, Pat, I was thinking, golly, he's taking his trash out early. because I was thinking, our trash comes on Monday, and I had to double take. I'm like, wait a minute, there's a lot of trash cans out on the street. Wait, it's Monday. So I had to do a U-E and go back and put my trash out on the street, because I don't know why today seems like Tuesday. I guess I had Tuesday in my brain, because I also sent an email over to Scott Stankus over there at eggcartons.com, our good friend over there, and I said, hey, just wanting to get today's prize for the radio show, and he emailed me back saying, did I miss something? I thought our day was on Tuesday. At least it's been Tuesday for the last 2 years. So I emailed him back, and this is even after the garbage can fiasco this morning. And so I sent him back a email that said, "Yeah, I guess you're right. It's." I said, "We'll talk to you tomorrow. Carry on, my friend. Carry on."
Well, Whisper, you are off the scale stress wise. I mean, you're just way over the top.
So funny.
Moving and a new brand new baby and the show and just getting everything all together. I mean, it's okay
life.
If you get a day or two confused.
It's life, yeah, a day or two. But so today's prize we have is a Hen Saver hen apron from my good friends at Crazy K Farm, Hen Saver Hen Apron at Crazy K Farm. And, one lucky listener is going to win that later this afternoon. Yeah, probably around 1:20 we'll break away for our chicken trivia contest today, and somebody's going to win an awesome Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. And I'm in the process of working out and getting a contract signed for another new sponsor. I'm going to go ahead and tell you who it is, because I'm very confident that it's going to pan out. And even though the ink hasn't been on the paper yet, but I'm very confident it will work out. And that is with, and we're all familiar with this company, Vermex. You know, the V-E-R-M-X, Vermex. And a lot of people use that, and it's an all-natural dewormer, deparasites for internal parasites for chickens. And so we're working on that. So probably in the next, we'll probably launch that advertiser July 1st. So you'll hear some of their commercials, and they'll be giving away, I think, on Friday as well, some product for our Fun Friday. So we'll have even more prizes to give away on Friday. So we're proud to have them. I feel confident here in the next couple of weeks, a new sponsor, Vermex. So and maybe even another
Wonderful.
One. Another one, and they have a really neat product as well. The only thing I have to do, I'm proud to be in this situation, but I just have to make sure that it's not a conflict of interest with our main sponsor and show partner, ManaPro. That's the only issue there. I just have to make sure before I get this other one signed on. Vermex is not a problem, but there's another one, and I need just to confirm that. You have to make sure you don't step on any toes, and make sure you don't hurt anybody's feelings and things like that. We will definitely have them on the show. In fact, all of our sponsors, we try to have them on the show once a year. Our hatcheries and our sponsors, the incubators, the products, everything, we try to have them on the show once a year to tell us again about their company, to tell us any new things that are going on, any expansions, and all their products as well. So Vermex will be on for sure. And we also need to get the folks with Carefree Enzymes. That's my fault in delaying to get them back. They're ready to come on. I just have to schedule them. Carefree Enzymes, which is, again, the water protector that you can put in your water. They also have poultry protector that you can spray all natural. It uses enzymes to kill all of those critters like the mites and the lice and whatnot. We got to get them on to let them know and let people know about that product, because you can even add this water protector into your metal waterers. For example, apple cider vinegar, all natural, great stuff. Of course, my great friend and co-author Bridget McRae would say, show me the proof. with apple cider vinegar. But I've had success with it just in my own backyard. But you can't put it in metal waterers. So this new product from Carefree Enzymes, you can actually we can actually put it in the metal water. So we got to get them on the radio show too. In fact, Love for Poultry just sent me over a little instant message, and we have both come to the conclusion. it was an executive decision, Pat, that yes, Love for Poultry is going to be sending you a deck of Chicken Whisperer trading cards in this stack.
Yay! Now, did you sign them? And we were both going to sign some of the cards, weren't we? Did they,
yes, we need to do that. Probably not with this first set. We want to get you a set for sure. But yeah, we'll have to do that and then try to maybe auction those off or sell, you know, for maybe a charity or something. So absolutely. There was something else. And also Love for Poultry, I had sent you over a few emails, a couple just general correspondence, and then a couple, one was for Christine Heinrich. Yeah, Christine Heinrich, and so we got to get her a set as well, because she would love to publicize those and show people, and as much as she travels, that would be an asset to get some. Let me see what Midbird's posted here in the in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Midbird, you know, he always, I'm talking to Jen now in the other room. Midbird always searches the internet, Bing and Google and Yahoo and web crawler, and he tries to find these pictures out there of the Chicken Whisperer. And of course, he's, you know, he tries to sell them to TMZ. I don't know how much success he's having with that, but he has found a picture, Jen, of you and I actually moving to our homestead, and it looks like we have an exact replica of the Beverly Hillbillies truck. So.
I love the rope holding the headlights together. Oh my God, that is just cool. This is a screensaver quality, definitely. Jesse's outdone his stuff today. Oh God, that is funny.
Gotta love it. That's very good. So if you're in the chat room, you can click on that link. If not, you can go to our Facebook page where he posted that. Facebook.com/ the Chicken Whisperer, and absolutely. Now here, what he needs to do is, he's got the picture of me and Jen actually moving in our jalopy, but what he needs now is he needs to find that picture of us pulling up to our front yard there, which we call, you know, Green Acres. Let me get that. So he might be able to find some photo out there of Jen and I, you know, pulling up to our homestead. Green Acres is the place to be. So yeah, you just never know what's gonna pan out of that. So all righty, well, it's a half past the hour, and let me get over here to the switchboard. And Pat, if you can during this break, if you can message me. And oh, I see. Nope, I can see the our guest today is probably calling from your area, so I see the area code there, so not a problem. So that shouldn't be a problem bringing them on. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to a short commercial break, and then when we come back, we've got a special guest coming on today with us. Let me get over to just a second. Hey, over to Jesse's picture here on our Facebook page. I love it. How cool is that? But hang on just a second. But yeah, so today Pat and I are going to welcome Dawn Paul. She is the first president of the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club. She's going to be talking about egg candling and hatching presentation that her and her daughter put together. She'll also talk about how the Poultry and Garden Club has come together and is evolving, and the processing clinics that they offer, chicken processing clinics that have really been a huge success. We had one here with our group, and the turnout was tremendous, and I'm sure she'll elaborate and say that, yes, a lot of people showed up that never thought they'd probably even consider processing a chicken. They still have their pet chickens. Their chickens are still named. We had a lot of people show up that just wanted the knowledge, that they didn't want to do it now. They may never, ever do it, but they showed up so they could have that knowledge just in case it hits the fan and they had to do it or needed to do that. So I'm sure she'll elaborate on a lot of that. So she'll be joining us here right after this commercial break. So you want to stay with us? We'll be back. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. If you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, America's number one chicken talk show. Alrighty, Pat, well, let me see.
I think it's America's only chicken talk show, Andy. We don't have a lot of competition here.
Oh, my goodness.
What can you say?
What can
Definitely
you say?
The only international talk show, too. So there you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, let me get over here to the switchboard. And I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on live. Pat, you are live. So we want to make sure, at least I'm assuming that that's her area code near you. And we'll see. Dawn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, we can hear
you.
Hey, Dawn. That's a good sign. Well, Pat, since you know Dawn very well, she's the first president of the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club. I'll let you kind of get started with the interview and with the program, and then I'll chime in with some questions. And of course, we'll take some questions from our chat room as well. And I'm anxious to hear about the success of the club.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dawn, we're so glad to have you with me. Let me just give a little brief introduction kind of off the cuff here.
Great.
About Dawn. I first met Dawn when Carl Mogensen, owner of the Natural Bridge mm-hmm. Zoo, said, "You have to meet Dawn. You just have to meet Dawn." And so he took me over to Dawn's place and drove up, and there was Chicken Alley, a little sign that was up there that said Chicken Alley that way. And all down the alley was probably about, oh gosh, how many coops, Dawn, did you have down there? Maybe 15?
Probably about 10 at that time. I'm up to 17 now.
You're up to 17 now. Okay. And then Dawn makes the coops herself. Her husband owns a wood sawmill. Yeah, so she can make either out of cedar or pine, and so she also had several ongoing there in the back making them for customers, and she had all these different breeds there, and you could tell that it was really her passion. These birds were really cared for, and she was just having a great time. So that was my very first introduction to Dawn Paul about, 2 years ago?
Yeah, probably about 2 years now.
Yeah, about 2 years ago. And so since then, of course, chickens in Rockbridge County is gaining popularity just hand over fist. And when we had the first meeting, the Poultry and Garden Club has been going on for just about a year and a half, almost exactly. So she was kind enough to volunteer and sort of step up to the plate to be the first president. So Dawn, thank you so much for all you do for so many, and welcome to the Chicken Whisperer talk show.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And Jessie, her daughter, is club secretary, right? And,
yep.
And she is very pregnant at this point and couldn't quite get off to be able to join us on the show today. But certainly hi to Jessie, too, and we thank her for all the great work she does on the show, too. And Jessie has written a book, a little children's book about chickens that is absolutely adorable. Do you want to tell us about that just briefly, about her newly published book?
Okay, she wrote a book about Job, who had a tough life, and it's about a rooster that we've had here that's just had his share of trouble. First, he was attacked by a neighbor's dog and looked like a baby with a bad diaper rash, and then that winter, the turkey decided to pluck him bald, and then we bought a new puppy, and he decided he didn't like his tail either, so he took out Job's tail, so now he's naked three times. And then I closed the door on the coop one day, and all the snow slid off the roof and buried him. So
she wrote a book about it. It's a true story.
And she illustrated it. It's a wonderful book.
Yes, it really is. It really is. Yeah.
She's done a good job.
Yeah.
But we have special chickens that get life estate here on Chicken Alley, and Job is one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a couple, too, that have a home for life. They just have earned it. Some are more special than others. It just seems to be that way. But, well, tell us about this amazing demonstration you did for the Poultry and Garden Club that was with the candling and setting the eggs.
Well, we took the incubator and started it up, and we put in two eggs every other day so that we could candle them at different stages of development. And so that everybody could see kind of the steps of what was going on inside the eggs. And we had some that were duds. That's why we did two each day. But you could see the steps of the growth. Like in the first egg, you could see like the eyeball and the brain cell starting to form and start a dark spot. And then you could see as it continually progressed. We weren't fortunate enough to have one hatch for us that night, but we did have a couple little ones that hatched early.
Yeah.
But I did the same thing down here at Natural Bridge Elementary School June 6th. And we had one that was pipped when we got there in the morning. And I would take that chick out of the incubator and hold it up to the kids' ears, and they could hear it peeping in the shell. And it would stick its little beak out through the hole, and their eyes just got like big as saucers, and they were in total amazement.
Love it.
That is amazing.
He actually did show himself at the last class. He hatched out of the egg, so it was amazing. I couldn't ask for a better day and a better show for the kids. They loved it.
Wow, excellent. But then you did more than just set the eggs. I mean, did you have the variety of candlers too to show how to make your own? And
We had three candlers. We had the one that we started with, which was a cardboard box with a flashlight in it. And then the second one was a gift from a friend. It was a brand-new store-bought candler, which we have used a little bit, but we didn't like it. It wasn't bright enough. You couldn't really see what was going on in the egg. And the third one was, you know, at Christmas time, everybody gets the five-gallon can of popcorn from Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we took a five-gallon can, and we drilled a hole in the top and a hole in the bottom, and then we took a porcelain light fixture. Put it in the bottom of the can, ran an extension cord with an on and off switch in it, put a bright light in it, put the lid on the can, and then we took a chunk of foam from like a heat pump where they wrap the pipes and glued that to the top so the egg could sit in it. It holds the egg nice and snug, no light escape. And it is the best candler in the world.
That's a time and true design. I've seen those, and some... I can't remember which company makes something like that, and they're not cheap, but that design is what I guess the phrase is time tested, time and true.
I got the idea from Sears and Roebuck had one like that way back in the early 50s, and I got it off of eBay. I was looking at them trying to find a candler, and I says, heck, I can make one like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
And it's not that hard, like you say. You just you can almost go to Goodwill or someplace to get the popcorn can if you don't want to eat the popcorn.
Yep.
Yeah. And then now, what did you put at the top then to keep the egg nice and snug? It was
foam rubber. They line the air conditioning lines like on a heat pump or water pipes to keep them hot or cold.
Right. So you can get those at Lowe's. They come in the long tubes.
Yep. And we glued that on with a special cement glue.
Very good. And then what size bulb did you have in there again?
We used an actual floodlight.
Floodlight.
So it was good.
It was bright.
Because we were trying to see through, like, some of the dark copper morans, the black copper morans, the dark chocolate eggs, and they're dark.
They are very dark. I usually just use a mag light. It's a pretty intense mag light, and it barely gets through the dark color. The response, everyone was just oohing and aahing at the club.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people come back and said how much they enjoyed it. I was expecting 15, maybe 20 people. I think we had 40. We had a good turnout.
Which is kind of the way the meetings are going. I mean, it seems like every meeting is a little bit bigger. How many are we've got about 74 members now in our meetup group. Of course, Andy, that's small compared to your 500 members down there in Atlanta.
1,500
now. Oh, my golly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, our little Rockbridge County only has 30,000 in it, so to get 74.
That's great.
We have members
evolving.
From counties over, too, two or three counties away.
Yes, that's true.
They're coming 50 to 100 miles to come to the meetings.
We've had them, come from as far as up in Northern Virginia, drive a couple hours to come to the meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what's wonderful about the club, though, Don, tell us a little bit about how the club came together to get the county chickens legal.
The club, we produced a bumper sticker and sold them to raise funds for the club, but it was also good advertisement. It was a bright, catchy sticker, and it said legalized chickens, plain and simple. And, in fact, we were at Kroger's yesterday, and my daughter stole the one off of my van. So now I have to get another one. But she put mine on magnets because I don't like bumper stickers. But anyways, we started with the bumper sticker, and then we all encouraged all our members to show up at each one of the county board of supervisor meetings and to get the word out there, let's get chickens in the county, that they're not farm animals, they're pets. And,
right.
And we all grouped together, and we stood up and talked, and we had a good turnout each meeting, and we were kind of trying to guess what the county board of supervisors would do, but we had a unanimous vote, and we were really pleased at the turnout and the people and what they had to say in favor of chickens.
Yes, it was very encouraging, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very, very encouraging. Yeah. And it continues. I mean, we're going to be, of course, flocking together now to get to the city of Lexington to legalize chickens, And other cities around our area have been legalizing them as well. Salem just changed their laws, I understand. So.
Salem, and I think Vinton also. I sold chicks to a lady in Vinton who wanted 3 chicks.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. It's creating a little bit of an income stream for you, isn't it?
A small income. Yep.
Say again?
It's created a small income, but I just enjoy chickens in together. We have a new one. Her name is Dolly, and she wanders around. She's worse than the dogs. If you're eating, she's following you. She begs. You can't sit down with a sandwich in your hand, or she'll jump up and eat it.
Okay. Yep.
So we got a new family mascot on the rise here, and her name is Dolly.
Some of them do wrap around the heartstrings. Tell us about some of the past meetings, just to give people an idea of what a poultry and garden club combined, those two subjects come up with. And just about everything has been presented by our members. Do you remember what some of the meetings were?
Yeah. Each month, the young girls, we have 2 young members in our group, and they usually will give some kind of talk on something they found interesting. They did a talk on waterers in the winter, heating, and how to keep your water warm. We have a lady that does a talk each month on foraging for natural foods and how to use them, persimmons, pawpaws, wild berries, roots, grass that you can find out in nature. We're working on trying to put a cookbook together for the Chicken Club.
How's that going?
It's slow going, but it's moving on. We're going to wait till the fall because everybody's in their gardens right now.
Right.
And we did
with their chickens in their gardens.
Yep, with their chickens in the garden. And we did a small talk on sharpening your garden tools. We did the candling. You came and did a talk on chickens in the garden.
Yeah, I gave 3 or 4 PowerPoints slideshows about different chicken skill sets and sort of how chickens can fit in the whole local foods movement and then just be so useful.
So we have club members. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say we also had a little bit of trouble finding a place to land for our meetings. We hopped around a little bit. Tell us how that worked out, Don.
We have found a meeting hall that's pretty much available. You got to reserve it in advance, and there's been 2 or 3 times that we couldn't meet there where we had to find an alternative. But we're meeting in the old courthouse, and there's a nice room there. And then if not, we'll either meet at a member's house or another place in town. So it's starting to come together pretty good, and we're getting organized, and we're moving on.
Yeah. We started out at the extension office. But it was in the evening, so that meant the extension people had to kind of stay late, and they were wonderful helping us get started. And then we moved from there, where was it, to an art studio?
We still use that as a fallback.
And that's a fallback. And then we were out at the Virginia Horse Center in their Workhorse Cafe for a couple of meetings, but it was so cold.
Oh, yeah, we almost froze
their big auditorium, their big arena that didn't have heating, so... That was a cold one. But eventually we've got a wonderful meeting space down in the old courthouse. It's a community meeting room. It's really owned by Washington and Lee University. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now tell us about the future coming up here, Don. what do you see? What do you, as president, see the club, poultry and garden club, moving towards?
Well, we're moving towards you know, getting chickens legalized in the city of Lexington, and just helping each member learn problems and solving problems with their chickens, their garden questions. We're hoping to do the cookbook, like I said, and find out what, you know, we want to do a workshop on pruning.
Yes. Yes, I volunteered my orchard for that.
Yeah.
I love it. So,
and, you know, we've done two different workshops on poultry processing. We've had great turnout on them. The last one, it was a really unique one. The 9-pound chicken gentleman came up with his homemade tools, and we had another gentleman come up with a mechanical plucker. And we demonstrated the three different ways of processing, with the mechanical plucker, with the homemade plucker, and by hand. And we did the different techniques and got people involved, made them get out there and actually physically help. I think we did like 17 chickens that day.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's just
yeah,
a couple
it was
hours
good.
With new people not ever having done it before. For the most
well, the
part.
$1,500 mechanical plucker didn't win for the day. It was the homemade engineered plucker took it hands down. It was fast,
uh-huh.
It was quick, easy, and very affordable.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How much did you spend making it? And where did you get it?
I think
time,
probably
you know?
But under $15.
Under $15?
Yeah,
wow.
It was a rubber bungees were the fingers that did the wapping. They cut them off about 4 inches long.
Uh-huh.
They took a Schedule 40 septic tank cap, and they drilled holes in it, and they poked them rubber bungees through it. And then he took a bolt and put it through the very center and used that for the arbor and put it in a drill, a variable speed drill.
Really?
And you just screw the, or he took an electric tie out, tied it to the bench, and he turned that thing on, and it would just take them feathers off like you would not believe. Because when I seen it, I said, that can't possibly work. What's he trying to prove? And I had to try it for myself,
drill.
And I couldn't believe it.
A handheld drill, obviously I wasn't at the clinic, I was traveling at the time, but a handheld drill did that as a plucker.
Yeah, he just wire tied it to the table and turned it on. It was amazing. He's got a website. It's the 9-pound chicken.
.com,
yes.
Yeah, and are there instructions for that anywhere, Dawn? There, we have a question in the chat room wondering if there's instructions for a handheld drill to be turned into a plucker. And that's at the 9-pound chicken, I guess. Let me go
yes.
Google that, see what I can come up with.
Yeah, it's a 9-pound chicken. There's pictures on his website. I don't know if he gives directions. I think he might have. I've been on there before. But I was impressed. It worked really well.
Yeah, I can. Well, that, gosh, you can make it $15 at a homestead level. That's really a... That didn't come through. Let me Google it. Okay. What do you say? Go ahead.
He had... It's www.9poundchicken.com.
And 9 is spelled out?
N-I-N-E, pound, P-O-U-N-D.
N-E, pound, P-O-U-N-D, chicken.
Yeah, and it shows his home and his garden, and he's a very self-sufficient young man.
Wow. What's his name?
Oh.
I had to ask, didn't I?
Yeah, you had to ask. Oh, Jake could tell me in a heartbeat, but I can't. I'm lousy with names.
That's okay. Now, at some
but him
point,
and his wife and
go ahead.
Him and his wife and two children came out, and they're very self-sufficient.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I've got his website up here now, and it says, I'm going to post that in the chat room. It says a quarter acre. That's 1/4 of an acre produced over 290 pounds their first year. I mean, that's a high productive quarter acre. How cool is
yeah.
that?
Yep.
Wow,
that,
okay.
It was neat talking to him and watching him process and his inventions he made, and he was just a unique young man. I mean, I've met so many interesting people since I've started being in the Chicken Club.
Well, isn't that the truth of it? There have been a lot of friendships made throughout the year and a half that we've been going. I mean, it just keeps expanding, and it's helped so much the awareness, because we post the meetings in the newspapers, the local papers, and of course that always gets comments one way or another. usually, gee, I'd like to have chickens, but not yet. I'm just not quite ready for them. But yeah. And
I met a lady in Roanoke. That has just got 3 chickens, and she is a nervous wreck, but she's doing so well with them.
Afraid she'll do something wrong, huh?
Yeah. And I told her anytime she had a problem, just, you know, feel free to call.
Well, yes, and there have been quite a few chicken rescues already through different club members, which is, if someone is moving or can't keep a chicken for whatever reason, members always step up and say, sure, we'll help you out. We'll chicken sit for you if you need to for a month or two, or just find new homes for them or whatever. So that's been really rewarding, too. Wonderfully rewarding.
Ladies, we're going to take a quick break. It's right at top of the hour, 1 p.m. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I also want to hear, because it's one of our challenges when we started these groups all over the country, and then once we got 50 to 70 members, we try to submit, say, hey, we're looking for someone to take this over. It's not really a lot of hard work, but it's fun, and then we give examples of like the Austin group and the Atlanta group and the one out in Little Rock and Sacramento. And so sometimes it's been a challenge to get people to take them over. So when we come back, we'll of course talk about all the positives, but we'll also ask and talk a little bit about some of the challenges with putting on a poultry and gardening group in your area. So we'll be back right after this short break. Stay with us.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try Manipro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try Manipro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's EggCartons.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We're talking with Dawn Paul, the first president of the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club. She's been talking all about the club and the good, the bad, and the ugly, mostly all good, which is great. The egg handling and hatching presentation with her and her daughter put together, and, of course, about how the garden club has come together, the evolving process, and the processing clinics, which have been fabulous. And we've learned about a new, inexpensive, successful chicken plucker. So how cool is that? And as stated, has there been any – and welcome back, Pat and Dawn. What are some of the challenges that I touched on one of ours. What are some of the challenges? You hinted on one, trying to find a good, stable location. You think you kind of panned that out. But what are some other challenges that y'all have had over the last year and a half?
Basically, the meeting place and getting the word out has been the two problematic areas. But we've got some good people in there, some that work with the newspaper, and we're getting our name out there, and we're getting heard.
That's always good. Yep, and good to have those contacts as there as well. And, of course, it's always good to have someone like Pat Foreman to publicize that.
Keep it stirred up, yeah.
Well, yeah, Pat has been good.
But one of the really lovely things about this group, Whisper, is it started out so enthusiastic. There was never sort of a build-up time. It hit the ground running to start with. And I think within the third meeting, we had officers. Was it that fast, Dawn? I think it was pretty fast.
It was pretty fast. It took us a while to get the checking account and getting the status and stuff set up. That was a little bit of a hassle because of the tax exemption for a club.
Well, if y'all weren't, when y'all had these meetings, if you didn't party so hard and become so loud and rowdy, the police officers wouldn't be a problem to come by.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I even impressed one of the police officers at our candling workshop because he came in and asked a bunch of questions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The security guards there at the meeting at the old courthouse, I held a couple of classes there, and then they're fascinated by it. They go, wow, this is really great. And the other thing that happens is we often go out for dinner afterwards, Whisper. I know a lot of the meetup groups, they have their dinner either just before and then sort of eat during the meeting. We've kind of settled on a – is it 6 or 7 o'clock that most meetings start, Dawn? It's
6 o'clock.
Isn't it? Six o'clock, yeah. So we try to hold the meetings pretty much close to an hour because we know that people have lives ongoing. And then because it ends at about 7 o'clock, it's just dinner time, so we'll go to one of the local restaurants and a small group of us and then continue to talk about chickens. So
yeah.
Which is pretty good. So yeah, and I think another opportunity, we were going to do it this year, but felt it was just too soon. But we're going to host, I believe it's still in the works, the world's first poultry and garden coop tour. In other words, a coop and garden tour. And so it's our members as they're getting their gardens up, and we none of us felt like we could get our places busy enough to host a public. But
I'm still working on mine, and this heat has not been helping.
Yeah, well, it's an ongoing process. It's an ever ongoing process. But and there's even some discussion about making it a biking tour around Rockbridge County. So that might be next year. We hope the first first garden and poultry tour, and we're expecting to have quite a few people come from out of town even. We'll see.
I had mentioned earlier as well, and I'm sure your group is the same. With our group, one of the first things Jen and I noticed was this it's such an overused term, but it gets the point across, kind of a melting pot of different people mm-hmm. that come to the meetings. I answered an email one time. I had posted, I guess about a week ago, within the week, I posted a link to a video about the arsenic that is found in the chickens in the grocery store, and it was a news program, and I know the gentleman who runs the news program, and I had posted it, and I got an email from somebody that talked about you should be careful about associating with this person, he's this, that, and the other, and da 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 da, and I had answered her saying everybody, all aspects of life, the melting pot of people that keep backyard poultry. And I said, just like I have been on maybe, and this is really stereotypical, but it gets the point across, I've been on all the news shows. I've been on Fox News and could reach maybe the more conservative people out there and educate them about chickens. I've been on CNN, so I could reach some of the more liberal folks out there and educate them about chickens. I've been on NPR, ABC, CBS, NBC. So just because this particular news show somebody might find a little controversial or what have you, it's still an outlet. Those people still keep chickens. They still want to know about chickens. They still want to be educated mm-hmm. about chickens. And so that's why I chose to do that. And already the video we made about the conspiracy chicken, the chicken underground, where I was blacked out, from the light and we had the chicken, the gentleman in the mask, and whatnot. It's in just a really 3 weeks time, it's received close to 50,000 views on various websites, on various, which is amazing. And so here, which may be actually more, to be honest, his what some people may call a controversial show or website for whatever reason, depending on whatever floats your boat or your beliefs are, in just 3 weeks' time has probably received more views. We have educated probably more people on his website based on the 50,000-plus views of this particular video we made than any other single video or news show that we've done, probably even including the Today Show when we had the clip there. So it was very interesting. So my response to her was, everybody's keeping chickens. It's the again, the man, the woman, the short, the tall, the thin, the fat, the black, the white, the liberal, the conservative, the survivalist, the preparedness guru, whatever the case may be, and they're all keeping chickens for whatever reason. So that was one of the things Pat and I saw was when we attend these meetings, the melting pot of people. We would know a lot of these people. They would sit across from each other. They would laugh and carry on and have a great time. But it was interesting to know that when they walked out of that restaurant or that meeting, they would go their separate ways and probably have nothing to do with each other ever outside of this one meeting. But during the meeting, we all came together and had a fabulous time. So tell us about some of your members. Do y'all see that with your club as well?
I think we do. We have some people that believe in all organic, and then we have some that thinks it's all right to use pesticides. And we have our differences of opinions, but so far I don't think they've thrown up any roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So and everybody has a right to do it their way.
Yeah, the one of the advantages I think we have is we have some members that are gardeners, but they have never had chickens, so they're chicken wannabeers. And others have chickens. I mean, they know a lot about chickens, but they don't really grow food yet, so they're garden wannabeers. And when together, I mean, we've got. If you look at our discussion group, they've got here's a plant swap. There's a tomato giveaway. They talk about a stink bug trap that really works. That's from Barbara Mullinex. They talk about local foods. So it really does blend in both the growing your kitchen gardens and local foods with keeping poultry. And the nice thing is there are so many skill sets that come with each of them. I mean, like we had a knife sharpening session that was really, I mean, you need sharp whatever it is that you're dealing with. A dull knife is a dangerous knife. Same thing with pruners or with loppers. So that's where we've got all stratas, everything from the associate dean of faculty at VMI, you know, down to, you know, the rest of us in a way.
And the librarian at the library.
The library, yeah, that's right. We've got the librarian at the library. We've got actually two very strong supporters of the library. And so it's really crossing borders and expanding so much.
And opening doors, yeah.
Well, it is opening doors. In fact, with this next coming up to the Lexington Getting Chicks Legal, we've got the Rockbridge Area Conservation Council is going to be supporting us, which is really, really great, too. And the thing is, a lot of the people that live in Lexington, they're going to be supported by people out in the county and even from beyond. So it's not just, you know, well, I don't live in Lexington, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, you know, it's really about you know, local food rights and having chickens if you want to keep chickens.
Well, you've got about 5 minutes. Tell us what do y'all foresee in the future for the group? Maybe a few topics that you're – I know you talked about a couple, but some topics y'all want to cover. And what do y'all see going on in the future over the next 3 months, year, and then maybe 5 years out? Where do y'all see to be, and what are your plans?
Ah.
We're just basically kind of taking it – you know, slow, and we're trying to get established. We want to maybe do some of the downtown festivals so people will know about us. We want to get into the city of Lexington and convince them that chickens are good and that they're not farm animals. They're pets. And that's a big thing is to get over the
mm-hmm.
the people's impression of what is a pet and what is a farm animal, the stigmatism.
Yes. And beyond that, Whisper, it's even I've got a little bit broader vision, as you might guess, Don, is we're really
wait, before you start, Pat, before you start, basically,
yeah.
I think I have I think I know you're talking about a broader vision. Pat's vision for the club is to conquer the world.
That's right. Poultry power throughout. But we'd love to see chickens in schools doing the living eggs and doing the gardening. There's a very strong component for already doing gardening in schools,
yeah.
And then adding poultry to combine with that. And we'd like to get as many heritage breeds as we can in the county and even in the Shenandoah Valley. So I would guess that a year or two out, we'll start doing a census of what breeds the different people have. And already, it's pretty impressive. I guess we've got 25 or 30 breeds represented, or at least not breeding, not breeder breeds, they're breeding flocks, but at least members from those breeds as individuals that will be. And then we'll probably start on, I would guess, getting some club fanciers, meaning the specialty, like the Buckeyes or the Chanticleers or that sort of thing, to get actually some breeding programs going in that. What do you think, Don?
That's a good thing, and I'd like to see, you know, the Natural Bridge got a grant for sustainable agriculture, and the day I went down there, I feel it was a big success, and I would love to see it in every school.
Absolutely.
They had people talking on all kinds of things, chickens, eggs, gardening, food. Somebody asked a little girl, where do potatoes come from? She said, a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our kids
yeah.
don't know where stuff comes from, and that's the sad thing.
Right. And the other big topic, John, that I think is going to be coming up, we're going to be pitching it this way, is composting with chickens. I mean, to get it where the food scraps and the leaf and yard waste, they never even leave the backyard to enter into the solid waste management system. Rockbridge is closing its landfill next year. So all of a sudden the stakes get really higher and the value of composting with backyard chickens even gets more important. And then the other thing, we're talking about a composting project out at the Virginia Horse Center, and that may or may not include chickens, but it's a possibility that it might. So
yeah.
There's a lot of big plans, Whisper. We got a lot of big plans coming up.
That sounds like an awesome, awesome plan. Well, Dawn, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing all your knowledge about starting and working and carrying on with the group there, the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and gardening group, making that combination, because as we know, and Pat has educated us so much on the benefits and the skill sets of chickens and gardening, then that's great that y'all are doing that, and we appreciate your time today coming on the Backyard Poultry Show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Okay.
Very good.
Very cool.
Okay.
You know what? You want to hear something funny, Pat? I'm going to share this with you and all of our listeners, and I'm sure a lot of the new parents out there, all the parents that at one point were new parents. And I just have to share with this because I thought it was quite funny. Yesterday, I was preparing supper in the kitchen. And as you said, with a million things going on, your brain's thinking about this, that, and the other, and all the things you got to do. Typical life for everybody, I'm sure. And I was sitting there and cooking, and it's just so new, you know, to have a new one, a new member of the family, is that I was so involved and focused on cooking dinner last night that I heard a child's. The noise of a child, and I couldn't point out to think if it was a baby or a young child riding a big wheel out in the yard or out, you know, a family going up and down the street. And so here I was, and I heard, just fixing dinner, and heard this noise, and I looked out the window to see where the noise was coming from, and lo and behold, it was coming from inside our house. Yeah, it's like, you know you're a very, very new parent when you're cooking supper, you hear the noise of a child, and your instinct for the last decade that you've been in this house is to look out the window to see if you know the family walking down the street, or if it is the neighbor girl on her big wheel or whatever, and then it just kind of dawns on you that, wait a minute, that noise of a child was from within the house. So, I wanted to share that with everybody because it was quite funny, and I was just like, wow, it's kind of one of those things. You know you're a new parent when.
Yeah, you're going to be having a lot of those magic moments, I suspect, there, Whisper.
That was a fun time. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, that baby noise didn't come from outside. It came from inside my house.
And it's my son.
It's my son. It's CW Junior. So very cool. Alrighty, I'm going to, let's see, it's 21 after. I will go to a short commercial break, but first we're going to light up the phone lines, and here is today's, it is time to give away today's chicken prize from our chicken sponsor, Crazy K Farm, makers of the world-famous Hen Saver Hen Apron. You can visit them online at crazykfarm.com or hensaver.com, and you can go and take a look at that and that product. But we're giving away today. One lucky caller is going to win a Hen Saver Hen Apron. If you're the winner, let me say this now before I forget. When Fall Chick was saying, wait till you're taking him to school or daycare and you forget to go and you forget about it and go straight to work, only to realize that you still have the little one in the back seat. You bypass the daycare. So, crazykfarm.com today's. And so if you win, when you email me, I will need your phone number specifically, so she can contact you, whether you need the Bantam size Hen Saver, the large, or what, you know, if you want to add any additional components to that, if you want to upgrade a little bit, that's on with your wallet, but you can upgrade if you want to with the eyes or something like that. So today there's no question for today's contest, but and if you know the answer, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237, and here it is. If you know what today's early bird secret password is, then go ahead and call. We're going to take caller number 6. Caller number 6, 347-637-3237, caller number 6. Pat, my doorbell's ringing. It may be a shipment if you can continue on, but caller number 6. 347-637-3237 if you know today's early bird password. Hang on for a second.
Okay. Yeah, and for those of you in the chat room, there's a little hint I just put in there. So don't tell Whisper, because he always gets annoyed at me if I give the hint the hint away whatever. So anyway, 647-637-3237, caller number 6, just come on in. Yeah, in a way, it's what we talk about quite a bit, us all of us chicks here in the chat room. Enjoying the show here. So, wow, sounds like Andy's getting some sort of delivery even
okay,
before
I'm back.
He moved.
Sorry
He's
about that.
He's back. Yeah. Okay. What are you getting delivered before you move?
It was the groomer dropping off the dog. So that's what
you
it was.
You have your dogs groomed? You lucky dog, you.
About once a year, specifically at the beginning of summer, we get both Penny and Marianne shaved. And we have a fabulous groomer that actually, her name was given to me by a frequent listener of the show, Sarah, who is our pet sitter when we do have to, you know, go on the road and tour around the country. But, yeah, she is fabulous, and it's just so hot, and specifically
yeah.
Marianne, she just has just thick, bristly hair, and then when she starts shedding, especially when it gets starting up the night, oh my gosh, hair, so yes, and they love it. They are just, they get so excited, they feel so much better, Pat, they just absolutely love to be shaved. Okay, so let me get over here to the switchboard real quick. We'll talk about 5 minutes. So I got to write a check. Okay.
We've got a lot of guests in the chat room today. That's, I mean, just guest. Boy.
Thank you, Devin, for joining us. And,
absolutely.
By the way, let me go ahead and tell everybody, tomorrow it looks like we're going to welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, tomorrow. Wednesday, I think Pat may be going solo with the show with Garden Wise Living with Arlena. That's this Wednesday. This Thursday, I'm so excited, we'll have back Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist and professor, and then another fun Friday, this Friday the 17th. So great programming for everybody. Okay, we are going to the phone lines. We said caller number 6, and
caller
we're
number
going,
six. Mm-hmm.
We're going to caller number 6. Give me just a second here. Pull up the switchboard. All righty, caller number 6, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat, calling in from area code 850. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Holly McDonald, and I'm calling from Cantonment, Florida.
From Florida, Holly, nice to meet you. In fact, I was just filling out an invoice for Brincy, maker of some fine incubators, and they're down in Titusville, Florida, and I've got to contact them because we may be doing a live broadcast from their location there in Titusville, possibly towards the late summer. So maybe, I don't know, how far are you away from Titusville? Because Florida's
not sure.
Long,
I'm
long
in Northwest
state.
Florida.
North, okay, you're far away. This is down near where the shuttle launches from.
I know.
So yeah, you're up there near kind of Florida State University.
We are just north of Pensacola.
Oh, okay, cool. No, it's not too bad then. Very cool. What is today's early bird password?
Chick.
It is true. It is chick. Absolutely.
And this is all chick.
How creative is that? You've won yourself a hen saver, hen apron from Crazy K Farm. Congratulations. If you'll send us an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. We'll need your name and your shipping address. And your phone number, especially with this one, because Toby may contact you to see what size or any kind of a specialty you would want with your hen saver, hen apron, whether it's bantam or large fowl, maybe what pattern you want, camo or denim or pink to support breast cancer. So congratulations. Thank you for listening and listening down there in the beautiful state of Florida. Well, Pat, that's going to basically wrap it up here. And great show today. We have a great show tomorrow. The American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. And then a great, great
Jeanette
program.
Jeanette Berenger will be with us tomorrow.
Do we have a topic for tomorrow yet?
Not yet, but it's there's a couple of suggestions. So I just wanted to verify it before announcing
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. No problem at all. Yeah. We'll put it on our Facebook page. And we hope everybody has an absolutely wonderful day and can join us again tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Well, today we've been talking with Dawn Paul. She's the first president of the first, we believe, ever Poultry and Garden Club. She's the president of the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club, and, of course, we encourage others to start poultry and garden clubs together. Of course, Andy Schneider, appreciation to you, the Chicken Whisperer. Where would we be if it weren't for you? And, of course, our chat room chickeneers for clucking along in their comments and questions and suggestions in the chat room. Thank you so much for dialing in and typing in. Then, of course, thanks to BlogTalkRadio.com, who provides our radio, chat, and the video services. Oh, you poultry pioneers, we love you all so much. So blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody. Oh.